Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. The sweet tunes of George Michael. So good, we had to hear them twice.
Yes.
Gonna part the kimono, if you will.
Or the Red Sea, or whatever. Wait.
We fucked up the intro the first
time. Yeah,
no, so.
It's okay. Well, we, by we mean you.
We,
meaning Renee. Yeah.
What does it matter? We're doing the show again.
Exactly. So, yes. Yeah.
Lost to the sands of time.
Which, like the song, it's careless.
Ooh. And we careless whispered about it.
Whispers. We weren't actually whispering. We were talking.
You just, like, turned.
What?
Just lie about it.
I don't want to lie about it. I need to be honest to my audience.
Yes.
I have a solemn obligation from broadcaster to broadcastee.
It's
we
true.
Have ethics and...
Ethics and broadcast.
Yeah, we have ethics. And
no, we don't. We don't
have ethnics.
Where?
No.
Have you been
ethics.
Hiding the ethnics from
ethics.
Me,
ethics. No. God.
Then where are they?
He's were not you going hiding to them?
This won't be dignified with a response.
No. Anyways.
Honestly, it is pure slander, which is a big component of this show.
Yes. Anyways.
You should know that by now.
Yeah.
That song was in Deadpool, which we all saw.
Yes, which is great. Go do it now. Go see it now if you haven't seen it.
It's
if you have seen it, go see it again.
It's very good. Everyone, please watch. Do we want to do a spoiler segment for
sure.
It?
Sure. How long? 6 minutes?
Six? That's
just
not
do
a
something.
Number.
Okay. Just do something random. Well, actually, technically, it's even a number, but...
It's true, actually. I did my own
joke
wrong.
I just did something
wrong.
Random, but...
What about 7 minutes?
That would be both odd and prime.
6.5.
Okay, then. How about we split the difference and make it 6:45?
Okay.
I don't know why it has to be such a...
Is this like a negotiation for time or something?
I think at this point, if anybody's still listening, they probably have seen it.
Yeah, anyways.
We did give them plenty of warning with our, you know...
Yeah, plenty of spoilers upcoming about. In case you haven't realized this, that we do a spoiler section every time any sort of a big movie comes out.
It's true. All right.
We really do.
And our spoiler segment is, wow, I'm still playing Careless Whisper, just like I did last time. Is it Deja Vu?
No, it's Groundhog
yes.
Day,
yes.
The movie.
Which actually, oddly enough, gets re-added to Netflix on the 1st.
Oh, yes. That's funny.
I know. Like a week after I buy it on out of like a $4 movie bin.
When is, did real Groundhog Day already happen?
Yes.
February 2nd.
Oh, yeah, I guess I totally
they're a month
it.
Late on for Netflix.
Well,
or are they?
Guys.
Or has it just been December the 2nd for 30 days now?
Oh, my God. I hope not. But, I mean, if it was, that would mean I'm Bill Murray, so that's kind of cool.
That is actually kind of cool.
Okay, 6:45 spoiler segment. I don't want to torture our users with that. How about we just make it 5 minutes?
That's great.
Or we could just round up to 7.
Oh, either, fuck.
Whatever.
Come on.
Anyways.
5 minutes.
7, 5.
Whatever. Just pick a number and go with it.
I'm picking 5, and I'm going to stand my ground on that. Nobody can stop me. And the spoiler segment begins
now.
Okay.
Anyways.
It was great.
Yes.
Action-packed. Fun.
Sexy.
So many different random off-the-wall.
Meta.
Yeah, blink if you miss them jokes.
I very much my favorite... bit in the entire thing was actually pretty far in the beginning.
Yeah.
When Deadpool was breaking all of his limbs against Colossus's body.
Yeah.
That was good.
Full of puns and that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, he's like, oh, have you ever heard of the one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest? And then Colossus is like, do you have off switch? He's like, yes, it's right next to the prostate. Or is that the on switch? Yeah.
I need to see this again. I really do. Are they going to be putting it into the living room theaters?
It's already there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
I've been waiting.
You can go and I won't crash your pod.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm...
Get your own pod. Okay. I can't believe those were only designed for two people.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how cozy and friendly you are.
All right, but...
it depends on if you're like, you know, in Deadpool's little crack house family where you're all snuggling for warmth and y'all fight for, was it Norma? Because she's the fattest.
Yes.
What was with the... All right. The one thing I didn't really understand about the movie is why does he just hook up with a blind old lady?
I love like, that. Because that is pretty cool.
Because she doesn't judge him because she's just some random person.
Is she in the comics? Or is this just
know.
Like a...
I haven't read it in the comics,
but... Probably because it's a blind person who couldn't rat out who Deadpool is.
It's true.
It's somebody who obviously isn't exactly like the most hoity-toity or, you know... clean of people.
And to add a bit of flair, she's addicted to coke.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Lady knows how to party. I really like TJ Miller in this movie too.
Yeah, actually it was surprisingly good.
I like him as like a sarcastic,
the quirky comic relief as the opening credits listed him as.
Yeah. and very but his attitude as a character pretty neutral to the whole idea of all these people existing.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a serviceman of the industry.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's a pretty neat
character. I have a feeling in the special features, there's going to be, or like the special features of the Blu-ray release, it's going to be like 20 minutes of Ryan Reynolds and TJ Miller just doing random jokes about how Ryan Reynolds looks. Because there was a bunch of different ones that I'm sure that they recorded, or that I thought there was at least one that was in the trailers that they didn't use. Because it seems like in each trailer, they use different lines for different joke scenes.
Yeah.
Like, there's the Jose Canseco versus Less Angry Rosie O'Donnell, which I thought the Rosie O'Donnell moment was funnier, but...
That was pretty good. But for some reason, I think Jose Canseco is a funnier name.
Yeah.
But, oh, wow, I wasn't supposed to let the music stop. Like
But the one joke from the trailers that I wish they had left in was there was the, you know, the one thing that never surprises this place is the sense of humor. And then Wade Wilson responds, yeah, we'll see about that, Posh Spice. I wish they had left that in because it was just a random funny joke.
That is funny.
But why is he Posh Spice? I know nothing of the Spice Girls.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Who?
But
what?
Who does he call Posh Spice?
Francis.
Yeah.
Oh, because she was kind of bitchy.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but no, what was most glorious about the whole thing is just how many jokes there were, how many different, if you knew the behind-the-scenes stuff or the extended universe stuff that, you know, like with the X-Men that stuff, how much of a joke was. Like, there's the comment where he says, oh, wow, you know, it's almost
such a
like,
big house.
There's only two of you. It's almost like the producer didn't have enough money because it, like, right at the last minute, like, Fox slashed the budget for Deadpool.
Such a huge budget cut.
And so they had to rewrite a bunch of shit where they had less people in it. Yeah. So that was intentionally a, you know, fuck you, the producers.
Were they only allowed to pick from a certain list of X-Men characters?
Well, I think
too?
They already
because
had.
They made good choices.
They already had X-Men, they already had Colossus and Negasonic in it, so they. I think everybody else was like an auxiliary.
Okay. They were going to be the main people, and there was just, like, supplemental.
So. And, oh my god, best Colossus representation of any X-Men-based movie.
Really good.
He was fantastic.
Like total Boy Scout.
Both in appearance and the way he acted.
Yes.
Was fantastic.
Oh, man, they finally got it.
Yeah.
We'd been hoping for that for a while. Because they had they had sort of a Colossus type guy in.
They had Colossus
Days of Future
in
past.
They had Colossus in Days of Future Past. He got killed a couple different times.
Mm-hmm.
They had Colossus in X-Men 2 for like 5 minutes.
And then what happened to him?
He was never seen again until Days of Future Past.
It was just like, hey, look what we have.
Hey,
never again.
I'm in Xavier's mansion. Anyways, bye.
Okay. All right. And 3, 2, 1. Spoilers done.
That Everyone dies.
Well, damn near.
a fair amount of people have to die to let a story progress.
Yeah.
And the horse.
What?
That's a joke. In my family, everybody says, like, when somebody's reading a book and somebody else has read it, they say the horse dies. And it's like the whole time you're like, where the fuck is this horse? And then you're like, oh, there is no horse.
It's always the horse or the dog or the cat. that dies.
The beloved pet.
But I think my mom started it, and it makes sense.
Actually, it's interesting that even on, I think it's this month's Popular Mechanics or Popular Science or something like that, it's like basically surviving a disaster kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They did their annual disaster one. And one of the things on there is...
Just to keep people up to date.
Yeah. One of their things on the cover is when to eat the dog. I am not even joking.
Does it specify?
When does it say?
I actually didn't read it, but I actually almost bought the article, bought the magazine just based on what the answer would be.
Dang. I would like to know if it specifies certain breeds of dog and
I think
like
Susie
how
would be
much...
really ropey.
Ropey. Yeah.
Well, in that
the hell is
in that,
that
instance, it'd be good to have a big dog because more meat.
What the hell? You're saying weird shit over there. What the hell is
no,
ropey?
No, it's from it's a Simpsons reference.
Does like Ralph
stringy.
Say it?
Yeah. No, no, no. They're
it
talking.
It tastes ropey.
No, I think.
Sounds like something he'd say.
Skinner says it. I think it's a Halloween episode.
So you say Skinner,
tired
I think of.
Stringy.
Walter Skinner, I think of X-Files.
I'm not.
I think I was thinking of Stringy, and not ropey. My bad.
Okay. Ropey. Do you want a slight spoiler of the finale?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. I was going to say it's basically atypical of the X-Files in a season finale.
Atypical.
Or not atypical. It's typical of a season finale.
Shit.
As opposed to
left
so,
hanging in the air.
Yep.
And,
major cliffhanger at the end.
That's good. Great.
That means they gotta make more.
Without even knowing if they're gonna be renewed for an 11th season.
God damn it.
Which I really...
When are we gonna know?
Hopefully soon. I really want more, but I'm afraid of more at the same time.
Just let Netflix buy it. Just let them bring it
back. I am very, very scared about what might happen if they do an 11th season. You, how much have you watched of the new season?
I'm...
None of it.
I think I watched the one after the really funny one.
Okay.
With the
where... Mulder and Scully made the were-monster?
Yeah.
That one was fantastic. That was so good. I have not laughed that much at an episode.
And I realized I hated my job.
Yeah. First of all, excellent social commentary in that episode. And then secondly, so many references to the old series.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, man. But that's as far as I've gotten. So that'd probably be like number four.
Yeah. Okay. So you haven't been introduced to the problem that I foresee. So.
Crap.
Yeah.
Why do I do this to myself?
I don't know, but you need to get caught up.
I do this to myself because I'm watching Downton Abbey.
Episode five is pretty not very good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no.
But the finale is.
Romance subplot.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just bad.
Okay. All right, well...
Just doesn't make any sense.
It
has
it
Mulder going on a shrooms trip, which is actually kind of entertaining, but...
he has to expand his mind.
Not even joking. He actually, like, takes, like, shrooms, basically.
See the bigger picture,
goes
Mulder.
On shrooms. He, like, is at, like, a hoedown with a lone gunman and Skinner in, like, cowboy hats.
What? Really?
Yes.
With Frohickey and everybody?
Yeah, like, Frohickey.
How old is Frohickey now?
He actually looks almost exactly the same. Langley's the one who's aged the most visibly.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. Well, Langley was pretty young.
Yeah.
In there. He had.
But yeah, Frohickey basically looks basically the same. Same with Skinner, other than slightly grayer hair.
Yeah. I would have expected maybe, like, that, you know, an actual beard, maybe.
He kind of has a beard going.
It's just, he always
it's
kind
a very,
of has a beard going.
No, he never had a beard. In
it's
the
like
original.
How I always kind of have a mustache going.
Well, no, he actually has a beard, a very neatly trimmed beard in the new series.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of nice, but...
He's classing up the joint a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyways, but yeah, so it's good. You should watch it.
Oh, certainly. Also not... I have not been keeping track at all, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think it starts on Tuesday.
Oh, good. I'm not...
I think
not
the first.
Yet.
I think the first is the next episode.
It feels like work to watch TV now.
I know, because there's so much shit coming out now. Because The Walking Dead just started up, which I'm an episode behind already. I know there's another episode that comes out on Sunday.
So we're in this. Oh no! Anyways, fixed it. We're in the same place then.
Yeah, I've watched the season premiere, which was great. Or the mid-season premiere.
Oh, that one was amazing.
That was great.
Except for that like one part where everybody was just like standing in front of a black screen for like 30 full seconds and it was just like quick jump cuts. That was kind of cheesy.
Yeah, anyways.
But you know,
but so yeah, HSU comes back on the first. House of Cards come back on like the fourth or whatever.
Oh,
the first
season four?
The first Friday of March it comes back.
Oh man.
Then like the 18th, Daredevil season two comes on.
And I haven't even nope.
Okay, I'm psyched for that because that. It's got Daredevil, or not Daredevil, Punisher and Elektra.
Who's Punisher?
The guy who played Shane in Walking Dead.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and from what I've seen in the trailers, he looks like it's going to be like really good because he looks like slightly psychotic, but also like super just kill everybody kind of mentality.
Did he Hulk up?
Not a whole lot, but he looks like he's basically like, you know, basically, you know what? Kill them all, let God sort them out kind of thing. All
right.
So, because I think if you watch this trailer, there's actually a two-part trailer. Mm-hmm. One part's focusing mostly on the Punisher. Second part's mostly focusing on Elektra.
I know nothing about Elektra, actually.
I really don't know a whole lot either. I don't really know much about the dead.
I know she has those weird, like, Ninja Turtle swords. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know much about Daredevil other than he's blind and whatnot.
He's blind and...
And he's a lawyer, so...
Oh, he's a lawyer?
Shit. Yeah, Matt Murdock's a lawyer.
Okay.
Anyways.
I wouldn't have guessed that. He's, like, just the dude version of Maggie Leiser.
Except for he's blind, actually.
He's blind for real.
He's actually blind and also punches people at night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't reveal this to you earlier, but behind us we had an aquarium on display on Netflix. You can just search aquarium. It's a saltwater reef, and we just played through the entire hour.
Yes,
it was
an hour long.
We've been sitting down here for a long time.
It's great, though.
It's an interesting environment that we've chosen.
I totally love it.
And Curse is finding a fireplace one.
Now. Well, actually, it's me, but...
Yeah.
Oh, is that you? What?
I'm over here.
Hello. I know you're there, but I thought you had the remote.
Should we do Firewood for Your Home Classic, Original, or Birchwood Edition?
Birchwood.
What the fuck? Birchwood, bro. 4K.
Anyways.
Oh!
Peaceful orchestraic music. It's got subtitles hard-coded into it.
Why is... Nah, those are hard.
Anyways. Created by George Ford.
Thank you, George Ford.
Which is interesting that our opening was George Michael.
That is interesting.
I'm just suddenly picturing Michael Cera playing a saxophone.
Oh, please. I don't know why he doesn't already.
Like,
just to be in on that joke.
Yes.
God, that'd be the best.
That would be great. I want to see this now.
I don't think he has that much of a sense of humor about himself, though.
Probably not, but he should.
Yeah. I mean, he goes on the internet. He's probably seen those jokes before.
Yeah. I just want to see this a Photoshop of it with the music playing in the background.
You ever seen the combination of Mark Zuckerberg, Michael Cera, and... the guy who played Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network. What's his... Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Like, which, the face mash of all three of those guys.
They look really similar.
It's creepy.
I used to get Jesse Eisenberg and Michael Cera backwards in my mind at times.
You want to see something else creepy? There's a picture of Mark Zuckerberg at some kind of conference that he was having at Facebook, and everybody in the audience had Oculus Rifts on.
Okay.
And so they're all just like staring in random directions because they're interacting with this virtual reality. And then it's just a picture of Mark Zuckerberg like just strutting down the aisleway, no mask on, like, I'm in control of all of this. This is my kingdom. But he was just smiling so benevolently, but it's almost like you could feel the plot behind his eyes.
Yeah. Actually, Oculus, actually, I think is supposed to come out in commercial markets within this year.
No freaking time, but I don't think I'll buy one of those because it's Facebook now.
I know. That's why I don't want to buy one, but at the same time, I think it'd be really cool with some... Because there's some games that it interfaces with that I've heard is really cool.
Maybe you can just make another fake Facebook account or something.
Yeah.
It's not that
hard.
Well,
that's assuming you have to register with your Facebook account onto it.
Man, you know they're going to make you.
Honestly, yeah.
It's so, owned by them. How else are they going to...
Create a dummy account, yeah.
Because they're going to... That's what they're trying to make it so, like, I don't know. It's going to be like Lawnmower Man.
Yeah.
You're going to just be like a really so
does
crappy...
Become, does that mean we become computer Jesus, basically?
The only one will have the potential to become computer Jesus.
Okay.
But everybody else will be walking around as just like really crappy 3D stick men. Walking amongst like a bunch of ones and zeros.
3D virtual reality Facebook. I cannot. No, if I were to do that, I'd basically would treat it like 1984. Where I'd try to overthrow the system.
Just you'd overthrow it by infiltrating it and
throwing a giant sledgehammer into a giant screen or something.
Do it.
That'd
be the best.
But you'd have to go all the way to fucking California to do that.
Virtually, yes, but...
Not virtually.
Well, if it's... No, I'm invading the virtual reality to break it down.
If you want to throw a hammer into it...
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking the mainframe.
Oh, I'm thinking like in 1984, but...
Okay, but you're but you'd be doing that in the virtual reality, bringing it
or would you
down? Are you thinking Tron style?
You're
a person in a computer program.
I'm thinking an amalgamation of Tron, The Matrix, and 1984.
Okay,
which is actually a very interesting reality to think about.
So you can plug yourself in,
which is essentially what you're doing.
Yeah, but
minus
so
the
if
actual,
you die, but if you die in there, you die for real.
Yeah, that's the part that's unclear yet, but...
Okay. Well, everything about this is unclear.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to plan this further.
If it was, I'd be scared.
Yeah.
yeah, we're not Pierce Brosnan. We haven't made that journey yet. Lawnmower Man is terrible, by the way.
Yes. Don't watch unless you hate yourself.
I don't necessarily hate myself, but I just like to watch bad movies.
Say that like the two are mutually exclusive.
Are they not?
Okay, fair enough. I've watched terrible movies for no other reason than just to say I've watched them.
Yeah. Just to force yourself into that experience.
Yeah. That being said, I can't really think of what the worst movie I've ever watched is, though.
It's not Monos the Hands of Fate?
I haven't watched it, so.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. And it's not Bulletproof either?
That probably would be a contender.
What about... Alien Resurrection. Is that worse than Bulletproof? I don't
think
Bulletproof
so. No, Bulletproof was much worse. Alien vs. Predator was really, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still...
But what about...
At times, slightly entertaining.
Well, how about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? We watched that fairly recently. You might have been kind of asleep for that.
No, I was awake for it. Okay. Anytime I'm mildly entertained, it regains some... points mm-hmm. in my mind, and I was slightly entertained by it.
That is what they were going for.
Yeah.
With all those
weird...
It's
so stupidly ridiculous, it's wonderful.
With all those weird insertions and...
Yeah. Plus, young George Clooney, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rising star.
Yes.
Of his time. Man, I wonder how much he got paid to do that movie.
Probably not much.
Like $3. Enough to pay for all the polo shirts.
Return to Horror High is better. For sure.
It sounded like Horror High. But horror. Trust me, it's Horror High.
Horror.
You say that, but...
There's horrors in it, too.
Well, granted, it is a horror movie. You have to have one of those.
Yeah, if you throw in the random sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the jock and the comic relief and the blonde that gets killed first.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
We've all seen Cabin in the Woods, so...
You know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know the order that everybody dies in the horror movies. The horror has to die first, and then everybody else is up in the air as
no,
long
it's
as
the black guy first.
No, actually, well, Alien Alien would like to have a word with you.
Mm.
Alien,
yeah.
The black guy is the last one to die other than the monster.
Okay, but every other horror one, it's the black guy.
And you
guy
know
first.
What? Good for him.
Yes. You know what? And he only died because he's trying to save another person.
That's noble.
Yes.
Gotcha. So,
noble black guy hitting an alien in the head with basically a compressed air tank.
So, trope dismissed.
Yes. Way back in 1979.
Woo! Go Ridley Scott.
Before you lost your mind.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah. That being said, The Martian was good.
Still haven't watched it.
It was good, and it wasn't like batshit crazy.
I heard you could see bushes on Mars.
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm going to be looking for them while I watch the movie. Like, just such a very easy oversight, I'm sure, but come on.
Yeah.
If it's that obvious.
But still, it was still a good movie.
That's good.
Yeah.
It seemed like reasonable maneuvers and...
Ish, yeah. I mean,
techniques.
It was obviously, you don't really know whether or not it would work because we're not at that point where we would be able to test it or not. But
you read the book, didn't you?
Nope.
I read the book.
I really want, really want to read the book, but I haven't yet.
I read the book, and it was incredibly detailed in how
he performed everything.
It's very
it was still unclear on certain things.
It's a very technical, science-y kind of... Basically, the best synopsis that I've heard about what The Martian is Matt Damon does science on Mars and shit, and other people try and figure out how to get him back.
Yep.
That's basically the whole movie.
He just camps out.
Yep, does science and stuff.
Waiting for a solution. I mean, what else are you going to do when you're trapped on your very own planet?
Yeah.
Start doing some...
Become Captain Blondebeard.
Captain Blondebeard? Does he grow a blonde beard?
He grows a beard.
And it's blonde?
Ish.
What? Matt Damon doesn't have blonde hair.
It's kind of a light tan hair.
What?
It's a... It was not in the book.
Good Will Hunting.
Is it not in the book? How basically, technically, on another planet, maritime law would apply?
Maritime law?
Yeah, because technically no country can lay claim to a foreign body of land, as in like another planet.
Uh-huh.
That's in like that's like a UN treaty, I think.
I don't see what this has to do with this beard.
Anyways, I'll get there. It's
all right.
Okay, so because no country can lay claim to it, it's nobody's property. And also basically, which technically makes it essentially international waters or international land.
Yeah.
But each outpost obviously belongs to a particular country. So at one point he leaves his own little outpost to go commandeer a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So technically he's leaving his outpost, his own country, to cross international waters to steal another vehicle, which is technically piracy.
But the vehicle was from his country.
But he's still crossing international waters to do so, which technically makes him a pirate. He's a space pirate.
Yeah, they're definitely going to cuff him once he gets back to Earth after that.
And so he jokingly says that, you know, he wants to be referred to as Captain Blondebeard.
That's that just doesn't work for me, though, because Matt Damon doesn't have blonde hair.
It's like a very light brown.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I do want to see the new Bourne movie. I didn't realize until the Super Bowl that it was coming out this summer.
I did not know it was in production.
I didn't even know there was
whispers of it.
I heard that they were rumored about talking about doing one, and the next thing I know, oh yeah, there's a trailer already.
Here you go. Just out of nowhere.
Which is a good way to be surprised.
I was very surprised and quite happy.
Yes.
I want to see a few more throat chops, pen stabbing.
I want to see a little less shaky cam in the fights, though.
Yeah, they kind of amped it up in...
it's like they hooked a drill motor to the side of the camera.
In Ultimatum, definitely.
Honestly, I think Ultimatum was the most steady of the three.
You think so?
I think so.
I'd have to rewatch them again. The whole thing in the beginning of the second one with the whole chase down in India, that was pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty bad with a lot of jump cuts.
Yeah, and a pretty bummer beginning, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of have to have that in the
second one. I used to like Ultimatum the least of the three, but, I mean, I still think it's probably, of the Matt Damon ones, I mean, I still think it's probably the least of my favorites, but I've gained an appreciation for it.
I think this is just going to be, like, his journey to becoming, like, Nightwing.
Because Ben Affleck is Batman.
Yeah, and you know he'll team up with him eventually, and it'll be a really good match.
Which, speaking of which, actually that Batman vs Superman comes out in like 2.5 weeks.
It is, man. People are doubting that thing so much.
I'll probably wait a week or two, but I'm gonna go see it.
You hear how long it is?
No,
it's 2.5 hours. I don't know, man.
Well, Man of Steel was over 2 hours.
By how much?
I don't remember exactly, but I don't know. I'm okay with that length as long as I'd rather it be a little bit longer than rush everything or not flush out enough people and just kind of rush everything for nothing more than fight scenes.
It's true.
Which, that being said, did you watch the latest trailer for it?
I don't remember.
Basically, honestly. Batman going into a warehouse and just basically beating the shit out of people.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
It was pretty good. It doesn't have any more spoilers like the third trailer, like the other one that everybody freaked out about.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Everyone can just skip that one and go to this one.
Or watch the fixed version. But yeah, watch this one. It shows a little bit more of Superman and Batman fighting each other. It shows the opening scene is like Batman basically just beating the shit out of a warehouse full of dudes.
Yes.
Which it's so good.
Close combat.
It's like he like slides takedowns. Across a crate, grabs somebody's head and slams it into the crate as he slides across it.
Oh,
he like badass. Punches a dude in the leg, flips him over and like karate chops him in the top of the head into the ground.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Let's see. So I found out, so it's going to be 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Wow. That's a little long, but.
Man of Steel was 2 hours, 23 minutes.
That's not that much longer. Man of Steel didn't feel that long.
Not really, but I'm sure if I watched it again, well, of course I'm going to notice it now.
Yeah.
Because now we're talking about it.
Of course.
And I'll be like, get to the whole, I want Zod, please.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wanted most, and that was Zod.
Yeah.
He didn't tell anyone to kneel before him, though.
Right, because he wasn't that trying to conquer the planet.
He was, that's true. He should have been trying to conquer it. No, he just wanted to destroy it, which is
weird. I thought he was trying to terraform it, essentially, to become a new Krypton.
Well, that was terraforming?
Essentially, I think so.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
I didn't know that. It looked pretty destructive
to me.
The
more times I watch Man of Steel, the less I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking about the plot is kind of making those feelings come up again.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I still like Henry Cavill as Superman. I think he does good as that.
Oh, yeah.
But.
No, he works.
Yeah. And the more I see about the new Batman versus Superman, the more I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I remember when it first got announced, everybody like lost their shit over it. It was actually kind of funny to watch.
Has there been like a Bond equivalent of that? If we can compare
the Daniel franchises. Craig actually would be a good example because
people were like, what the fuck?
When
is
he got
this?
Announced, everybody lost their shit over, oh, James Bond isn't blonde. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's never been anything good. Or basically, oh, yeah, he's not what Bond is supposed to be, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and then Casino Royale came out, and everybody's like, oh, dude, he's fucking awesome as Bond.
Keep him around.
Yeah.
I was on his side the whole time.
Except
I
for
knew.
The people who think that Bond movies should all be like the Roger Moore movies. You know, full of gadgets and random puns.
Well, those people are afraid of change and will be dying within the next 5 years.
Those people are also what we call wrong.
Oh, yeah, too.
Because that's not what Bond is supposed to be.
No, and it's true. Enough with the skiing. He's done with that.
Yeah, too many skiing scenes. That in itself is enough.
Such a cheap gimmick. I mean, how many movies in a row had
I can only think of like
scenes?
Oh, God, I think there's only one Roger Moore movie where he doesn't ski. I can't think of what it is, but I think there's only like one, maybe two out of his seven that he doesn't ski.
Man, you can't even mix that up in the least because...
I mean, it's like two of movies in a row, or like two movies, that's the opening sequence.
Yeah, that's so derivative, and it's got to happen with a couple more in the second act.
I mean, I know in The Spy Who Loved Me, that's the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say in either Octopussy or A View to a Kill. Yeah, either one of those. No, it wasn't A View to a Kill. I want to say it's Octopussy opens with a skiing scene as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Ay.
Yeah, there's a lot of skiing scenes.
It's like he was the... It's like he was pushing that idea the whole time. Someone's blowing their nose in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. I heard that too. I was like, what the fuck? Anyways.
Should have set up a microphone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't have enough cables for that, actually.
No, or long enough.
Well, anyways. I don't know. I could daisy chain a few of them together and could get one going maybe like 9 feet right now, maybe.
Yeah.
Not that far, honestly. Mm.
Anyways, yeah.
I don't remember if we were talking about this while we were recording, but since we're recording the show in strange environments, what would be the most extreme environment that we could probably do it in, or at least the most remote?
Space.
Oh, space. God. All right. Well, who do you know that's got the... Yeah.
Oh,
we got to be a bit...
Space, for sure.
We'll probably be on the ground.
Yeah. I don't know.
On a plane would be pretty kick-ass.
On a plane would be cool, but we'd probably get a bunch of dirty looks from passengers and flight attendants, but
I'm sure. We'd have to rent out, like, 2 or 3 rows of first class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just run a private plane.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the most economical means,
I'll,
right?
I'll just dial up Richie Rich in my contacts on my phone.
Yeah.
My knees hurt.
We could record it in like the back of like a panel van or something like that.
Like an FBI surveillance van?
Yeah, just record as it's going down the road.
And we just like stop at like McDonald's in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Who's going to be driving the whole time? God, and will they have a microphone?
I can drive.
You'll drive and have a microphone?
She needs to have like a little microphone. And the next thing we know, we're like,
welcome to McDonald's. What can we do for you?
That'd be so great. We could do it in the party van, probably.
Probably.
Have to clean it out a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. We'd need to also figure out a way to provide power.
Well,
we get those cigarette lighter adapters.
Yeah, with like the... All I need is like four plugs.
So we may need two of them, but... Because I had one that had two.
That's what we have.
Oh.
But so worst case is you need to do two different cigarette lighters.
Does the party van have that?
I think so. Worst case, we always do the Mercedes, which has like five cigarette lighters.
Yeah, but when's the last time that thing's run? Is it still good?
A few weeks ago, actually. I fired it up, and it actually ran just fine.
Okay.
All I need to do is just put new tags on it.
All right. I thought you said there was still something busted on it.
It was, but I fixed it.
Oh, good. What was it?
It was the neutral safety switch.
What does it do?
Basically tells the transmission or the car that it's in neutral or park, which allows the engine to start.
Oh, okay.
Because an engine won't, with an automatic transmission, the engine won't start unless it's in neutral or in park.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a little switch that when you move the gear lever, it basically flicks back and forth, telling the transmission what it should be in.
Mm-hmm.
If that switch goes out or goes bad or starts overshooting or whatever, it obviously won't know anymore, so it won't start.
Okay.
So that's what happened with the Mercedes. It got a little worn out. So it was like a $60 part, and like all we had to do was just jack it up, put some jacks underneath the front tires, and it bolts right on the side of the transmission. So
nice.
It was basically like an hour's worth of work, including jacking it up.
Pretty big jack.
Well, we just used a standard floor jack with a couple 2x4s.
Oh, okay. So not too bad.
Nothing too big. And then it drove just fine, actually. I actually was just thinking about, you know, it actually would be interesting to be chauffeured around in the backseat of that Mercedes. Because I'd feel like the president of a third world country. But
oh yeah, maybe you could like drive it as an Uber, get some extra cash.
I could.
You'd be like the only person that does Uber in Woodland.
Honestly, I jokingly thought about turning the Mercedes into like a track day car, like tearing out like all the interior other than like the driver's seat, putting like a racing seat into it.
Oh yeah,
like tuning up all of this stuff, turning basically like
taking it out to PIR,
and just throw it around PIR until it dies.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
That'd be so much fun.
I want to do some cookies.
That being
thing.
Said, that car is so easy to get sideways.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
and that's what you want. Basically, you want to throw it around a little.
If the road is slightly damp, you turn it more than about halfway. About one full rotation, and you do about more than halfway onto the gas, the back end's breaking loose on that thing.
Oh, my God.
It is so much fun. Well, were you with us, or was it just Jared and Renee? We were coming back from
I'm here, by the way.
And I know that, but I mean, we were coming back from a Stuffy's run in the Mercedes, and we were coming back on the Kelso side, and you know how it has that tight little on-ramp onto the tight little turn onto the on-ramp?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, we were coming onto that. There was another car coming. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not getting behind this because it was like an old person in like a Toyota Yaris.
Oh, no, fucking deal with that.
Yeah. So I'm like, nope, I just... plow my foot to the floor. It kicks in the lower gear, revs up. I feel the tires break loose, and I like slide sideways through this like little concrete turn right in front of this Yaris and just take off.
Ah, yeah!
It was completely unintentional, but so awesome.
Oh, that is badass. accidental drifting is the shit.
Yeah. I slid sideways in that car more times than I can count, yet those tires were still in great shape.
And how often was it intentional?
50-50.
Okay. You know, reasonable amount of time. Hey, buddy. We have a puppy in the studio.
Yeah. Other time, I mean, I remember one time I was coming out of WSU and there was a car coming, so I just basically put my foot into it and came out, but I was going a little, I basically broke it loose and kind of screeched it sideways on a dry road and went you know, with the full tire squeal and everything.
Oh, yes.
There was a dude walking his dog that was screaming at me, slow down!
Wait, is he sound like Mr. Plinkett?
I don't know, but I didn't know that.
What's sort of sound wrong like with your face?
But yeah, he was like screaming at me, slow down! And I'm just like, bye.
Oh, man. Oh, I'll never see you again.
Yeah, pretty
face
much.
Out.
Never I have mean, seen him again, but yeah. Know. Mercedes kicked it sideways, squealed a little bit, and then took off.
I mean, taking a look at, like, what happens with, like, people getting mad on the road and road rage and that whole thing and misbehaving in the motorist sense.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just, like, not get road rage because you're not going to see these people ever again. Yeah. There's no sense in trying to kill them.
Right.
Because that is kind of what you're doing when you start raging around. Driving is an extremely dangerous activity.
Yep, more people are killed doing that than any other means of travel.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Now I'm starting to reminisce about the Mercedes, but
you gotta take it for a spin again.
Yeah, once I get the new tags on it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember taking it to the beach how many times now?
Oh, man.
We took at least two or three times.
Definitely.
Packed like five people with all their gear into the back of that car.
Oh, man, that was kind of squishy.
It was a little bit, but it worked.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping bag as a pillow.
Yep.
It was awesome. It made it all the way to Fort Stevens one time, didn't it?
And back.
Yeah.
A couple times.
I thought, and Ben took the
we party took van my, one I think time. We took the Mercedes twice and the party van once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no, the party van was when we, didn't we go to, like, the KOA or something?
Yep. And that,
yeah. And then that was, like, when his head gaskets started just, like, spraying stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and Jared has brother break, like, smash his face up, so he had to leave early.
Yeah, yeah, that was that one.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
That was interesting.
But, man, I don't know if he still has fixed those head gaskets
I
or not.
I doubt it. I think he's just waiting to see how long it'll take for that van to die.
I mean, it's a really brave experiment.
Yeah.
To be sure, it's still going.
Yeah, as far surprisingly.
As well, it's probably been sitting there for a few months now, yeah. So maybe time is going to be what kills it rather than overuse.
Or damaged parts or anything like that.
Very big surprise.
Yeah,
honestly. Figured a wreck or something exploding inside of it.
Yeah. I remember the last time we drove that thing when we went to, the last time I drove that van was when you and I went to Pullman.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great trip, by the way.
That was a really awesome trip.
We drove to Walmart to get W2 t-shirts for the football game.
Yeah.
And I remember because I was like the most sober of everybody there, which wasn't saying a whole lot, but I was sober enough to drive. I was. Anyways, I remember driving that thing. That thing had no brakes whatsoever.
It was so squishy.
It was super squishy. And like the brakes you could feel was basically like the calipers rubbing on the drums.
Ew.
Like there was next to no pad left.
Oh, there's like sparks coming out from inside the tires.
If I were to slam on the brakes, probably.
Oh god.
Like, there was no feel whatsoever. It was bad.
This is it's a terrifying experiment.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That being said, I always remember every time Ben's ever ridden with me when I drive, he's always like freaking out every time I drive, especially when I come into a parking lot. Because I come in like 20 miles an hour into a spot.
You got it. That's just gorilla parking spot.
It's like, I know exactly how fast I need to go into a spot or when I need to brake or whatnot. So I can always brake to stop just in time.
It's a skill.
Yeah. He always used to freak out in the back of the Mercedes because I was coming. Yeah. Like coming to a parking lot like 25, 30 miles an hour and pull into a spot and like slam on the brakes or not slam on the brakes, but stop like perfectly square in the spot.
Yeah.
But he'd be freaking out thinking I'm going to hit another car.
You just learn that stuff when you have to park at Clark.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like you got to dodge.
I remember getting out of one of the tighter spots in Clark with the Mercedes. It took me like a 15-point turnaround.
Jesus.
Because it was one of like the tiny little one-way parking lots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So.
Oh, was it the silver one?
I think it was one of the ones down back behind like where the technicians spots were, where like the motor pool, or not motor pool, the diesel labs are.
Oh, yeah. I know those ones.
Those lots are very, very tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
If the cars are misaligned, like, or one little bit, it throws the whole loop off.
And if your car is very long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my car was...
Your car is a boat.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice with the Mini now.
Oh, yeah. That thing can just... Parallel parking? That's nothing. Oh,
yeah, that's so easy with that thing.
It's pretty easy in my car, though.
Yeah. Too. Your car's not that much longer, though, so.
Not really. I've nailed it.
Yeah.
Fairly regularly. Like, 85% first-time completions, I would say, for parallel parking. And that seems like pretty good stats.
Yeah.
I gotta stop touching this cord.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, is this how the show dies from all the equipment just falling apart piece by piece?
Because you're quite fondling possibly. Cords?
Am I fondling the cord, or was it just... Did it just happen to be in my way? I'm telling you, it was in my way. You just can't see it.
Okay.
Wrecked.
I'm so wrecked.
Like REKT gotcha. Or something?
Something like that, I think.
I was thinking, what form of wrecked are we talking about?
Like a car. I don't know.
That's flattering. Thank you.
It's not.
Yeah.
But it's also it's also not really what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But we all knew that.
Yeah.
Sure.
At least I like to think so. The fire is still burning bright.
Yes.
I see. How long is this thing?
An hour.
Really?
I think so.
I can't believe
they're like close.
Is it? Oh shit! Muting.
No, you want to? No, we don't really want the crackling, do we?
No, it's like an hour-ish, I think.
Decent amount of time. It seems like it should be a bigger fire than this, though.
Yeah. Oh well, it's all right. That's just because you don't have a big enough TV, then apparently.
I guess so.
Bigger the TV, the bigger the fire.
I want to kind of. What was the guy's name that made this, like, Joe Fuckface or something?
Like, George Carson, not Carson.
George Cahill.
George Ford.
George Ford. We got to talk to this guy. We need to make ones that are in certain landscapes.
Hmm.
I think there's money to be made there. Because this is just a plain old fireplace.
Yeah.
I understand the appeal.
So you're saying you want, like,
there's a river,
like the brickwork
brick
around
there's
it?
There's a river one.
That sounds good.
So you're saying the river runs through the TV?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's no fire?
No.
Well, there's no, where's the fun in that?
No, I'm... Yeah, because
you're saying you want, like, an actual, like, brick fireplace around it?
No. I'm saying I want, like, hour-long videos of fires in various locations.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have, like, camping, so, like, in the woods?
Camping in the woods, on the beach, on a deck.
As long as no, like, creepy kids come out of the ocean to ask if they can play with you around your fire, I'm okay with the beach one.
If kids ever ask you if they can play with you, say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to steal your soul.
Yes. Indeed.
Well, maybe that's what happened then. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what happened that night.
That explains it then.
That evening.
That explains this emptiness that I felt inside for so long.
That I don't know that I'll ever really remember that creepy shit.
I mean, you didn't
Have we ever
say,
talked about this on the show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have.
It's the kids that came up to you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And we were essentially like, what we said.
We were like, had like a couple tiki torches around our fire, and we were kind of like joking around, dancing around, and doing a bunch of random shit, like doing like a tribal fire water dance or whatever thing.
Oh, no. You know what?
Summon like some sort of demons?
You might have summoned these children.
That's entirely possible. I actually had thought of that, but.
God.
What happened? I don't think I've heard the story.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
This was a,
from the beginning.
This was a trip we took. Years and years ago, I was still in middle school. It was Ozzy, Ben, Andrew, and I with Megan and one of her friends. We went to Ben's uncle's beach house. And so we went down onto the beach one night. We built like this great big fire. We had a couple of tiki torches around the edge of it. And we're like randomly dancing around doing like some sort of random Indian dance around it.
That's great. That's good.
And then randomly, like from the ocean side of the beach, like these two kids like walk up to us. One's in like this light gray hoodie with the hood up. They walk up to us like, "Can we play with you guys?" Just like
so
out of
creepy.
Nowhere. We didn't see them come out of anywhere. We're like,
yeah, those were demons.
Okay.
Oh, you agreed. Yeah, your souls are totally
gone,
bro.
But I don't think I was the one that agreed to it. I think Ben was, so.
Oh, if
he's either Ben or Megan or Megan's friend. But anyways, yeah, so they like played with us for like 20 minutes and then like they left. Like, okay, we gotta go. And then like they walked off down the beach and then we never saw them again.
That's really creepy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your soul's gone.
You've activated.
But my
hair's
not
sinister.
Red. How can you explain that?
Because it was soon. Stolen. You were born with one.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was some freaky level shit. They came from, literally. They didn't come from either side because we were probably, you know, 200 to 300 yards easily from the nearest other fire down the beach.
That's so weird.
That's why you always have a rock with you to throw at the demons.
Yeah.
Just
can
in
we play
case.
With you? Hit him with a rock. He goes down.
Yep.
The only and then way randomly, sure. when we were like on the beach, that we saw like some random flashes from the like the coast or from like the not the coast from like the
lighthouse
where like the houses were.
Oh, okay.
Like
an
people
alien.
Taking pictures or aliens. That's entirely possible.
Ooh, I it could be both the aliens taking pictures.
Ooh.
It's true.
Yeah.
Although, do they use flash photography?
Probably.
They may have evolved beyond it. But who
to
can
avoid
say?
Who's to suspicion.
Say? You can't. Nobody can confirm this.
No, I certainly can't.
Yeah,
I haven't been shown that.
The aliens that are listening, you need to call in and tell us these things, or send us emails, or something.
Yeah, surely you know how email works. If you've moved beyond flash photography,
I'll say if you move beyond interstellar travel, you've probably figured out email.
Why aren't you sharing this technology with us?
Because we're not ready yet.
Send it to our email. TGI Fredo Show.
Okay, if you can't share us international or interstellar travel, just sell us hoverboards.
Just leave a hoverboard on my front porch.
Yes.
That would be very nice. Or just like leave some sort of like inscribed tablet in a language of your choosing. And we'll attempt to translate it and unravel the secrets of the universe.
You just got
to
have, like, in four different languages, like the Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, the alien Rosetta Stone. That'd be pretty nice.
That'd be cool.
Just leave that on the...
The Rosetta Stone isn't alien.
Because we already figured out what the three languages are
but
on it. I think it was, like, Greek, Egyptian, and... Kirsty, do you know this?
Isn't it, like, goes to, like...
Latin.
Greek, Egyptian, Latin?
I think. I don't know.
Isn't that really the order it goes to?
No, that's not the order.
I thought it was like it started with Greek, and then it goes back to like ancient Hebrew or something like that.
Yeah, you should look it up.
Doing
and
it.
And then it goes to something completely different. But can we prove that any of those languages aren't alien?
I think
the weird thing about it is that at the time they would have written one of them, the other language was dead. So,
or hadn't been really
yeah,
become
hadn't
popular
been
yet.
Used, or hadn't been used for a while. So the fact that they had them at the same time was really, that was, I think, one of the weird things about it.
Yeah.
But I can't confirm or deny it because I'm also in Vicodin, so.
Yeah. Plus, hadn't Greek really become super popular yet at the time that the Rosetta tablet had been
Indeed.
Created?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, Greek hadn't become a major thing yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was Greek hieroglyphics.
There we go.
And Demotic.
That's the one. That,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that is. What is that? Do you know what Demotic is, Kirstie?
Not really.
Oh.
It's the language you summon demons with.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Demotic versus Demonic. It sounds very similar.
We've come full circle.
Yes.
Have they decoded it, or like, do they?
Oh, I thought they figured that out forever ago.
I'm not sure.
Wait. What Demotic is?
Yeah.
Or, blah, blah. They could not identify the remaining characters, as is now known, included, blah, blah, other symbols alongside phonetic ones. So I don't think they have the means
it's
to
like
figure
Mayan.
It out right now.
Hmm.
Mayan?
Yeah, they have picture symbols along with phonetic ones. It's weird.
Yeah, there's like multiple symbols that mean the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Yep, nobody knows what that is, apparently. Hey, so hey, why not? Why not float that theory? Aliens.
Hey, it's as good as any other, right?
Yeah. I mean, until we get something better.
Yeah.
Why not go with the most exciting proposition? Science doesn't have to be all boring, and telling people that no, this is not possible. Dream a little.
Yeah, it's not
pick
that,
the aliens.
It's not that it isn't possible. It's just not possible within the scope of what we know.
It's very true.
That's ultimately what it comes down to with everything we explained in science. Is it's just science as we know it
Mm-hmm. We're still figuring out what the hell this whole science shit is anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So
we'll get there eventually. I don't think it's going to be while I'm alive.
Do you ever think aliens like stop here on Earth, look at us, be like, nope, and then just took off, went somewhere else?
I think if they showed up too early or too late, they would have done that. There would have there's probably a butter zone that would have been the best time for them to show up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure when that would be because I'm not that much of a history buff.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the best time would be.
But it would definitely be
after. It also would depend on where they showed up.
Oh, yeah, that's really true.
Because if they showed up like, Roman Empire in Scotland, they see a bunch of naked Scots running around with battle cries and battle axes. They're like, ha ha, bye.
We don't want to have to deal
with build some Stonehenge shit and then take off.
Confuse your fuckers forever. Never come back. It was probably just like their equivalent of a middle finger.
Yeah.
On the surface of planet Earth, and they just left there.
Versus if they, land in, Renaissance Italy, that'd be different.
Yeah, that might be a place they would actually respect.
Yeah.
Most likely. They'd study it a bit, maybe kidnap a few artists, dissect a few, the general recon kind of thing that an external species does to a planet that it's hoping to infiltrate. A
lot of anal probes?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking more of like the Independence Day aliens, and I don't think they were much for probing. We don't know that. Maybe they'll confirm new movie.
Maybe they just got bored with the whole probing thing and they just decided to exterminate everybody.
This is a logical next step, blowing up the entire planet.
Yep.
Let's go for that.
Mm-hmm. You realize there's nothing significant in the anal cavity, and so let's just kill everybody.
We've reached the limits of what anal probing can teach us. I don't think the new movie is going to be good.
I want it to be good.
What new movie?
Seeing the new trailer.
The new Independence Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the new trailer, it has promise, but I don't know if it'll be as good as the original.
No.
It won't be.
I know it has Jeff Goldblum in it.
Be entertaining, but it won't be as good as the original.
Of course not. It's going to be something all over again.
It's
going to
be like Jurassic
again.
World, where it's very... Yes. I like it, it's entertaining, but it's not as good as the first one.
It'll never beat those expectations.
No.
I mean, people said
as long as you don't go with the expectations of it being better than the original, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, but that's
what happened with me with, like, for example, since I bring up the topic, Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. I went in with the expectations being very, very low, but I came out thoroughly enjoying it.
Did you expect Velociraptors to be riding motorcycles?
They didn't, but...
Oh, I was... Because, I saw...
It was Chris
Pratt. Possibly doctored footage of that, and I was really excited.
No.
Ah, shit.
It's Chris Pratt riding a motorcycle with velociraptors, but...
But with does not mean that they are.
No.
Damn.
But no, it was still a good, entertaining movie, but it was not better than the original.
That's good.
It probably was... It was the best Jurassic Park sequel.
Did it...
You still haven't seen it, have you?
No. Okay. I probably won't for a while, but I just wanted to know if you're in your opinion, would Chris Pratt work as Indiana Jones based on what you saw in Jurassic World? Not charismatic enough, maybe.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
me too.
Personally, but I don't know. I mean, I would give it a chance, but I'm not sure they would be able to. I know it wouldn't be able to be better than Harrison Ford.
No. There'd be lot more CGI than you would be willing to accept, possibly.
Yeah. But that being said, I still think I'd be okay with it. Like, if I had to pick an actor, a modern actor, to be Indiana Jones...
I can't really think of another one. Maybe. No, you can't do Tom Hardy. He's too British.
Yeah, and he's in too many other shit right now.
Yeah, he's a pretty
busy
guy. He's
in, everything now.
What's he mixed up in right now?
He's making a new TV show with Ridley Scott. He was in...
TV show?
Yeah.
Ridley with TV?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, slightly. He was in The Revenant. He was in...
Oh, yeah.
Which I heard was really good. I still haven't seen it.
I've been wanting to.
I know.
Oh, you guys should go on a bro date and see it.
Maybe.
Well, that or
Therese likes
you
Leo.
Your own
so.
Pod.
Although Therese likes Leo, so never mind.
She's not gonna
That's
like
her
his...
biggest man crush.
She's oh, not I love gonna Leo, like but beard, I don't want to see him in this movie.
Oh. Yeah, Leo's like her biggest man crush.
Does she like that beard that he's got going right now? Because it's
well, it's
not.
Leo, so I think she can forgive it.
Okay, you know how Jack Nicholson's beard looked in Anger Management?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except it has no gray in it.
Yeah.
It's spooky. I don't like it. It just looks like a cat curled up on his chin and is slowly withering away.
Yeah.
And then once all the hairs finally go off, we see that he's grown like 5 extra chins.
And he's become George Lucas.
He's become George Lucas, but like his goiter can talk like Quado.
You're saying George's can't?
I'm not saying George's can't. I'm saying that in all that. Likelihood, he shares the same deformity.
Okay.
And he can join hands with George Lucas and they can become the same entity and begin to take over the world with their goiters.
Dash I'm trying to think of a Star Wars quote, but I'm coming up blank.
You don't need one necessarily.
No, it's okay.
I meant to leave you reeling at that
okay.
Because we've reached the end of our time and it's a
damn
fucking bummer.
Yeah.
but it's really late.
It is.
And the fire's still burning. The weekend's not over. Go and enjoy
just
it.
It's just begun.
Yeah.
It's only just begun.
The next day of it is just begun. Yeah. So go figure that shit out. Go figure out how you're going to party. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TJFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Christy.
Oh, crap. I didn't even know.
Yeah, we'll come back
What's
to
usual?
You.
Usual. Anyways, shout out to George Ford for all your cool, chill Netflix shit.
Thanks, George Ford.
Yeah, and also...
So many masterpieces.
George Lucas, thank God you're not involved in anything anymore.
Thank goodness. Enjoy retirement, but seriously, man. Kirstie, do you have anything now?
Don't throw your back out.
Definitely not. It's a bad thing. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.